Okay.
Welcome to Creating Cash Flow for January 8th, 2023. So Beth, who is a cash flow cat, she has a law practice in addition to her acting. And your question, what you wrote was, I'm not able to take a vacation. A friend came to visit. I worked in the morning while she slept in, and a client demanded that I work. Now, are you saying that you had a vacation scheduled?
No. Okay. So this is what happened. And I was on the fence about this. A friend called me and asked if she could come visit. And I hesitated, but then I said, you know what? It'll force me to take a break, which I actually was able to do for a few days. Basically, she came in on, what was it? On Friday the 30th.
Okay.
So I was able to work Friday morning. I told her to take the MARTA train for me to pick her up instead of me driving down to the airport. So I was able to work until then and then go out with her on Friday. Okay. And then, she was on a West Coast schedule because she came to visit from LA. So I worked Saturday morning.
Okay.
And, again, got something done. And then we went out on Saturday evening. And then I took 3 days off and we went away for 3 days.
Okay.
But then, I did have a client who was putting pressure on me to get something done. What I try to, I have an assistant, I try to get her to draft things. So while I was away, I got her to draft the thing. The thing is, I always have to redo it after she drafts it.
We talked about that before, right?
Yeah, that's another issue.
Okay, so to stick to your question, though, what do you mean you're not able to?
I guess what I mean is, I don't get a chance to really take a real vacation. I can push things and take a long weekend.
Okay, what would you like to take? What could
I'd
you
like
financially
to be
take?
Able to just clear the decks and take a full week without working?
Okay. Financially, do you think you'll be able to do that?
Financially, I could arrange it that. It's just that I never, it's hard to, because I'm self-employed and I don't really have anyone to back me up.
Uh-huh.
It's hard for me to set things up so that I can get away with taking a week without doing any work.
Right. And that would be a really interesting skill to build in 2023 is let me figure out what it will take for me to set up so that I can financially and just logistically take a week off. And the way you do that, speaking as someone who's been self-employed for 20 years, you pick your week. You just pick a week on the calendar and then you go, you start to kind of work from there. You tell everyone you're not going to be available that week. You have to say no to anything that comes up for that week. Like you have to hold it sacred. And then you have to see, okay, let me manage my workflow and put pieces in place so that I can go away. Will something maybe fall through the cracks? Sometimes. That's life. But you don't wait for the space to open up for you. You just claim a week and then carve out the space. You kind of make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah. But that would be great. Because if you can financially afford to do that, it's such a beautiful rejuvenation to have blocks of time that is just yours. Speaking as an introvert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, I'd love to get to the point where I could take 2 or 3 weeks and really get away.
Of course. Of course. And you can do that. That is one of the benefits of working for yourself is that you can go, I want to plan my business so that I don't work the month of whatever, August.
Yeah. What used to happen, when I was when I lived in Santa Fe, for example, because I was self-employed, I could when there was snowfall, just go up to the mountain and ski when, you know, and I had the flexibility to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, well, I guess it's just a different orientation here, because that's not a thing, but in the summer I could say, you know, go to Hilton Head for a long weekend if I had the debt, if I had a free period.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're doing a vacation for as long as a week or more, you just claim that on your calendar. And then you can say to yourself, in addition to that, I want to take 3 long weekends. And then you can do those a little more spontaneously as the time kind of like presents itself, like, oh gosh, next weekend would be great. But it is definitely about claiming it proactively. And then if you ever wanted to schedule your business to where you did have a month where you didn't work, you take a piece of your income each of the other months and just sock it away to pay the bills over that month. Yeah. I can't wait to hear how you do it. I'd love for you to, you know, let us know what I'm taking this week off, what those dates are already.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So come back. Cricket. Hello.
Hello there. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Man, I had to really beat the drum at my day job about when I was going to be away from work. Like, I was practicing this 2 weeks before I left, and you would not believe how many people missed their window.
And you held firm?
I did.
And did they all survive?
They did all survive. I do think that the relationship with one of my colleagues is very strained now, but I think it's really his issues, not mine.
So let me just start by saying, I want to say now that more people are on,
hello.
I'm Christine Aller. I created and coached the Creating Cash Flow program here at Abundance Bound. And the way this works is that you're able to submit a question in advance, and I'll definitely try to get to all of those questions. But then if we have time left over, you can tell me you want to have an extra question by raising your hand. And as I see the hands go up, I will adjust and try to make the best use of our time. If I don't see any hands, then I'll dig a little deeper into the questions that were sent in. So Cricket is a cash flow kitten in that she's starting a film festival strategy and consulting business on the side of her regular job, which she has been doing for a long time and has a lot of experience in this area, but she's setting up her own consultancy. And I just wanted, speaking as we were with Beth about vacations, I just wanted to congratulate you on your victory where you said, I'm so glad you suggested about when I should rest during the holidays because you really needed it. And you didn't get as far along in your business plans, but you definitely got some things done, including the rest. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was delighted when I read that. So happy.
Thank you. Thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah. And what you were just saying when you started our session is you are now teaching your colleagues at your job a different way of relating. And they're going to learn, when Cricket says she means it when she says she's leaving, you know. And yeah, people's nose get out of joint when things change.
Yes.
Change in the rules. So your first question is about pulling the trigger on getting your website domain name. And the things you wrote down, you looked into like smart submissions, submit smart consulting.com. And then how is submit smart, not grammatically correct?
Well, I think it submit is a verb and it should be modified by an adverb, which means that it should technically be submit smartly.
Oh, okay. Well, creating cash flow is two words. But I just put it together into one word because I wanted the force, the alliteration, and it looks better and it sounds better. So that's how I roll.
You know what's funny is that I thought it was one word, but you did that with such confidence. I thought it must be a word.
I shall change it. And then another thing you were playing around with was officialselectionsconsulting.com, because that's what everybody says. But like when you get your film into Toronto Film Festival, it's the official selection of the film festival. Official Selections Consulting, just, I'm like, what is this? It sounds so corporate.
Yeah.
What about Film Fest Success?
Well, okay. So here's the issue with that. All of these companies that are my competitors have the word film festival in their company name. And there's Film Festival Formula, Film Festival Key, Film Festival Doctor, which is totally bizarre and offensive. But so I really don't, I want to stand apart from those other companies.
And what about Film Fest Consulting? That sounds so boring. Granted, but it also says what you do, Film Fest Consulting. And I would do fest because it's just more casual.
Yeah.
And it's okay to have your URL be kind of boring, but demonstrate what you do. And your branding can then be all like cute and fuzzy and warm and lovely.
Is there a, and I do think Film Fest Consulting has been taken. Okay. I'll look into it again, but
and what's your aversion to Cricut Consulting?
I'm trying to, that is actually an option. That is an option, but I was trying to kind of distance myself from potential legal issues that we've discussed before.
Because the thing about submissions, using anything around the word submissions for me, is it just, I feel like it limits you just a little bit in case this just, your ecosystem expands to cover a little more territory than that. I know that's where you're going to start.
I mean, maybe it should just be Cricut Rumley Consulting.
Not Cricut Rumley Consulting, Cricut Consulting.
Cricut Consulting.
Yes, that's cute and it's fun. And people are like, what does that mean?
Film festival strategy. You know, ultimately what I really want to do, which is going to take a while to do, is create that subscription service of the once a month of my recommendations of legitimate festivals to submit to. And I thought at some point the idea floated into my head that it should be called the Cricut Report.
I just think your name is so fun. It fits your personality so well. And it's so unique. The way people are going to talk about you is, oh, you should talk to Cricut. Like you should hire Cricut. If that's how you're going to be passed around, you are not going to be a big umbrella that has multiple people do, like maybe, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but it's your warm, it's you that is the biggest selling point.
True.
of your biz right now. And the thing is, the way you're going to start is through word of mouth. And the word of mouth, even if you picked officialselectionsconsulting.com, no one's going to say you should get official selections, because they're going to be like, you should talk to Cricket.
Right.
And so then the URL of like Cricket Consulting makes perfect sense.
Pretty sure. Well, Cricket with two T's Consulting may not be taken. I think Cricket with no, with only one T is.
You could do Cricket Consulting for Film.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cool too, because it just lets people know, oh, film.
What about Cricket Film Festival Consulting? Is that too long?
It's not too long. And I can spell all the words kind of except for your last name.
Yeah.
You'll have to buy it with one T and two T's. If we use your name, you have to buy it if you can get it.
Let me look real quick. Well,
because so if someone has Cricket Consulting, that might be a problem. But you can always go Cricket with two T's. People have lots of weird URLs. I mean, look at these URLs where they leave out all the vowels. You have to figure that out. True. if you've only heard it and never seen it.
It's true.
You're not going to like, if someone wants to find you, they'll find you. They'll probably just Google search you, Cricket Film Festivals, and you'll come up. You know what I mean?
Okay. So here's the issue. Cricket with two T's, which is the way that I spell my name, Cricket Consulting is available. Cricket Consulting 1T is $3,800.
Well, you're not going to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't buy it. You would just go with the two T's and you just tell people it's Cricket with two T's.
With two T's.
This
is all I do anyway. So I'd say that anyway. Yeah. I think I like Cricket Consulting.
Yeah. Or Cricket Consulting for Film, for films, like for filmmakers. It's okay to have a long URL if it reads like a sentence and everybody can remember it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm wondering, instead of your tagline being like film festival strategy and consulting, what if it's strategy and consulting for up and coming filmmakers?
Oh, I like that.
I think that's so much more intriguing. Like, ooh, because it really is about the person. It personalizes it a little bit more, I think.
Right.
I don't know.
No, and I like that too, because I mean, you've raised this point before. Who am I consulting for? Am I consulting for film festivals? No, I am consulting for filmmakers who have made films.
Yeah. So I think this, that second one, up and coming filmmakers, that is more specific.
I do too.
So here's what I'll say on this. You're going in the right directions. You can't do it wrong. Just pick a URL. You're not going to do it wrong. We can make anything work, even official selections consulting. So it's okay. You just need an easy URL to send people to.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your second question was, so you wrote, I thought I'd might develop two free lectures that I could offer up to potential collaborating organizations or just for my own online. You need a film festival budget and you need a film festival strategy. This would be a marketing tool with a percentage of it being educational and a percentage of it being, here's how I can help you if you hire me. And your questions were, what should the breakdown of the percentage of information to marketing be? How much time for the talk versus the marketing stuff? Should I have Q&A? How should I promote my services directly in that thing? And then you wrote, also the secondary purpose of the you need a film festival budget talk would be to explain why people need to put aside money to hire someone like me to help them spend their budget wisely. And how would I articulate that? Maybe talk about the top errors that I see filmmakers wasting money on when they're submitting. the reason I read all of that is because the top 10, but it could be any number, the top 10 budget busters that filmmakers make, that filmmakers, how to avoid the top 10 budget busters of your next film, short or long, like, but that's more compelling than you need a film festival budget. You need a film festival budget isn't bad. I like the casualness of it. And it's true, honey, you need one, but it's also a little boring because nobody wants to talk about budgeting, even though they know they need to budget. So if you can come up with a slightly more jazzier title, and then you can always explain it in this, you know, in the subtitle.
Right.
Definitely play around with that. I would also say light and do the same thing with the, you need a film festival strategy.
Okay.
You know, in when you should be the three, da, da, ba, 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 ba. And then it can be, you know, you can explain it. Right. Every filmmaker needs a film festival strategy.
Strategy.
You got your film festival film, but what you miss is the film festival strategy. Mm-hmm. How do we make this not only land, but land in a bigger way and land for a longer way, like that kind of thing?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So jazzier titles.
Jazzier title. And then just outline, okay, if I were going to do these talks, I would talk about this and I would talk about this, like your content. But don't do anything with them until you book one.
Okay.
Why spend, I don't want you spending hours and hours getting that finely tuned. No, go out and find somebody who's interested in it. Then do the work.
Yes.
And then when you present it, record it, and then you have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's just one way to do it. That's sort of like, I just want you to do as little work as possible. And a lot of times when people are like, I'm going to create a talk, they go away and create it, you know, and we want your name out there now. We want you making connections now. We want you offering things now, but these are great. Excellent. Start with one.
Okay.
Whichever one you feel is jazzier, more, the market's more interested in it. And then if you're going to do Q&A, stick it in the middle or give the talk and then say, I'm happy to hang out after for the Q&A, because most people, when they're doing sort of talks, if it's like a webinar where you're selling something, which you're not doing with these necessarily. These are just kind of like little lectures,
right?
Little workshops.
Informational. Yes.
So then I would do something where, just like I suggest in Creating Cash Flow. So read that chapter on giving speeches where you'd stick the Q&A in the middle and then end with, okay, I want everybody, since it's too crazy on Zoom, to go around the room. If it's too big of people, but you can have people type it in the chat. So type in the chat, what was the golden nugget that you got from today? Because I explain why to do that in the course.
I remember that.
That's what I give. I'd say that's how you do it. And it's not about, oh, now I'm going to give you the meat of the thing and now I'm going to sell me. No, you are selling yourself through the whole thing.
Okay.
You are just weaving in. What do they need to know? They need to know that you work with clients. Mm-hmm. They need to know, oh yes, my clients have had similar problems on this than you. Oh, I remember talking to a client about this and they, blah, blah, blah. And you know, this is my answer I'm giving you today, but there's like four other things once I knew about your project that we could work out in a private session. So just know there's more here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how I'm going, oh, she works with privates. Like, you just want to let them know. And then at the end, you're like, so write this down, even if you're not ready for your film, because I want you to have it when you are ready. because what I don't want you to do is not speak with someone like me who can help you, blah, blah, blah. Right. Here's my URL.
Okay.
And you're not, but see how the energy of giving that is like, you need to have this. Just have it as a resource, write it down versus, so, you know, if you want to like follow me online or boop-a-doo. Yeah, no. You know more than they do. You know the mistakes ahead. They need to know where they can find you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's that kind of energy. And so you're weaving all of that into the delivery of your information. Don't give them too much information. It's too overwhelming. I talk about that in Creating Cash Flow Course. Yeah. So you'll be surprised at how little you need. But if you have like the top seven, then do the seven.
Right.
And just tell them like, today is about, because we have limited time, it's about making you aware of this stuff.
Yeah.
So that you can pinpoint where you need help. And now you know of at least one resource to get that help from. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm leaving you well equipped.
Right.
See? Positive.
Yeah.
And I would put in the budget one as one of the things, hiring someone like me.
Okay.
Yes, because, and you have to explain to them, that sounds very, of course I would put this in there.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, guys. There's a strategy to this. There's a line that you need to cross from amateur to professional. And crossing that line, yes, you'll gain experience and eventually cross that line, but a faster way across that line, because that's what everybody wants, a faster way across mm-hmm. that line. A faster way across that line is getting mentorship. Because when you see people zooming ahead, it's very often because they are being mentored by people. And sometimes you can be lucky enough to gain a mentor into your life that has the information you need.
Right.
But when you don't, what do professionals do? They find that person and they bring them onto their team to consult with them so they can get the information.
To move to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And when you're already fundraising for your film, you're already portioning out your money. This is something you may not realize it would behoove you to portion out for.
Yes.
You're just framing it like that. But you should definitely be a line item.
Right.
Yeah. I think that was it. Does anything feel left hanging or?
No, that's all really great. I will say, I think that there is a bit of a curve, an educational curve for my network of non-film festival professionals. So what I mean by that is one of my colleagues at work asked me how much I would charge to help a friend of hers do this. And it was for a feature, not a short. I don't know if you remember, but you and I had discussed $1,200 as the fee. I bumped it up and said $1,600. And my colleague was shocked. She was like, oh, I don't think they have that kind of money. And I said, well, it's a feature film. And she said, well, don't you just like know all the festivals? And I said, I know a lot of the festivals, but there are over 10,000 in the world. And it really is a job to give someone an action item list, right? Like I can sit and have a conversation with someone for $200.
Okay.
Not watch their film.
We know, you and I know that. But here's the important point for everybody to listen to about this.
Mm-hmm.
So Cricket had someone come to her on behalf of the friend. Like, I have a friend who's doing a feature. What would you charge to help them with this? You say your price. The person coming to you, they're not doing a film.
It's true.
That's being filtered through like, oh, that's a lot of money. I don't think they have that money. But the filmmakers themselves are so much more invested in the film. No, maybe like, oh, okay, but does she, if it's this price, what does she know? Oh, right. God, we need to know these things.
Right.
You cannot judge your pricing based on someone who's not even your market customer.
That's a great
reaction.
Point. Yeah.
She doesn't know.
Yeah.
She's just, that's, and she also had $200 in her mind. And it, if any one of us walk into a store and we think the belt or purse is going to be $200, like that's what we're thinking, and they say it's $1,000, our reaction is, whoa.
Yeah.
Just because it's so, that's not what we had. But if we walk in and we think it's going to be 500 and they're like, it's 40, we're like, heck yeah, okay.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So be careful. Always examine. I say, my little phrase is consider the source. Mm. I'm getting pushback on my prices. Well, consider the source. Someone who's not even, not invested in the film emotionally and not your target customer. So I don't care what her reaction is to it.
Right.
And even when someone's like, oh, gasps at your price, they'll likely still refer you to their people. They'll still go, well, she's really expensive, but she does the thing you may need.
Right.
Check out her free stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, is what I'm saying. Got it?
Thank you.
Consider the source.
Considered.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, congratulations. I'm glad you got some rest. That makes me very, very happy. All right. Ileana. Where are you?
Hi.
Hello, awesome person. Okay. Ileana is a cash flow kitten and she's figuring out what she wants to do for a side business in addition to being a writer of both plays and screenplays, director, actor. This woman is multi-hyphenate. She's got a lot going on and she's looking at like just cash flow. So you wrote a lot and it basically fell into two categories. You asked me a lot of questions around, okay, I have all this creative stuff that I want to do and I want to know how to portion out my schedule so I'm not doing like 60-hour weeks on my creativity and then 3-hour weeks the next and just burning yourself out, seeing the daylight come up as you try to meet the deadline kind of thing. So there was a lot of questions around sort of like organizing the creative part of your career so that then you can integrate a side business if you wanted to. Okay. Then you had some questions about the side business. We're going to start with those questions, but not just because it's creating cash flow, because the other part is equally a part of you creating cash flow and being able to integrate a side business in. But the amount that you want to discuss around that, that's for a private session. That is if you want, that's the appropriate forum for that. And I'm not slapping the back of your hand saying, how dare you ask those questions? I'm just saying, yeah, you need a hefty conversation around that. And I'm happy you can book a private with me and we can like dig in and really organize that. But here, I think what we can tackle is the stuff about you're thinking of the, you need a budget software. You also use Notion is the other piece of software that you create like spreadsheets in that kind of automatically fill things in. Okay, so let's talk about that. And hold on, I'm looking, I'm referencing something. Okay, so let's start with your victories. Boop, you had meetings with two like clients that you're kind of working with and you, that worked well. You had a good, you can unmute yourself.
Yeah.
Are you unmuted? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They did go well. They were both sort of cheat feels like the wrong word, but it was both people who had already started working with the software in some capacity and had either sort of like not gotten all the way through to what they wanted or had quit. So I wasn't really starting from ground zero with either of them. They were people who had begun, which was great. Mm-hmm. It made my job a lot easier. And both of those sessions went well. One of them I have a sort of follow-up with, and then the other person I have another follow-up with. So I definitely know that it's not a one and done. It's okay. A sort of multiple session. We set something up and then we check in to see if it worked.
Did you have fun doing it?
I did. Yeah. I think I felt a little flying by the seat of my pants. Like I didn't feel.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah. But there was, I did enjoy doing it. And I think I felt more than I expected the sort of like emotional support that was part of the process that I didn't expect, like, because of course finances are scary. Like, I know that that's so much of what Miata does and so much of what, I don't know, working in the financial space seems to be like. I was surprised by how much that seemed to be part of what the work was.
Mm. And do you feel comfortable? I mean, not 100%, but do you feel like you can hold that kind of space for people?
Yeah, I actually felt like that was so much less intimidating than like, oh shoot, I hope I remember how to do that little thing in the software. But like being a compassionate listener, I'm like, I could totally do that.
And it sounds like your clients were pleased.
Yeah, it seems like it, because they were both sort of like, we didn't get into the software at all. There wasn't necessarily a, like, there was a broad discussion about, oh, this might be how you would want to approach XYZ, but there wasn't like, let's screen share and work on this line item of this budget. But it did seem to be helpful. I'm sorry, your question flew out of my head.
No, that's great. So did you charge for this, for either of those?
Mm-hmm. So for the one person who's the friend, I didn't charge. For the person in the Abundance Bound community, we talked about like a low $25 fee, and then also sort of like, it's actually someone who's also in the Creating Cash Flow group. And that person was talking about like really very sweet person, and was talking about sort of like an exchange of goods. They sent me a PowerPoint that they had made about a planning system that they used and enjoyed. And so it's been pretty reciprocal, and I'm getting resources back, which is nice.
Great. And you're going to get a testimonial at some point, or Ooh. Like a little case study. Mm-hmm. That's what you need.
Uh-huh.
You need that more than anything. Someone going, she's great. She did this and this, and it was warm and lovely. And I would totally recommend her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you're charging low, that's part of what you want to get. That should be part of like the agreement. I mean, not like, even if you hate it, you have to give me a good review, but just like, if you enjoyed the experience, you will, you know, let me interview you and get some quotes.
That's great. Yeah, absolutely.
And so here's what you wrote about the Notion. You said, I made this little income tracker through Notion. I'm still polishing. It has some formulas that automatically calculate the tax to be taken out of the gross and agency commission fees. So it can just kind of like help people instantly calculate things. I made it for fun. It's a modified version of the one I use. I was thinking about posting it to the Abundance Bound community. But I could also sell it for a little price. I could also like include it as a thing in my other services. But what caught my eye is when you wrote, Notion has a very steep learning curve. Mm-hmm. So what you're telling me is, even if I get this spreadsheet for free, I may not know how to use it, or I'd have to like.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's a tricky, sticky one. If with the little template I made, it would be really easy to use it just as it is and just as it works. I can make a little description that says, oh, here's where to click if your tax rate is different than the 25% tax rate I put in. Here's where you edit the formula to make it change. But the software is capable of doing such a huge amount of things. If somebody wanted to get really particular, they absolutely could, but not with just getting this file and then flying away with it. I think that what I made, and on a simple surface level, for most, like 90% of people could use it really simply with a very little learning curve. But it's also a software that evolves a lot. So there are options that exist now that didn't before. And like, if I had made this 3 months ago, it would have looked really different.
Oh, wow. Okay. So because of those reasons, unless you were going to a community of Notion people who loved it and offering them this thing you made, I think it's kind of hard to be like, hey, here's this big thing that you're going to have to then kind of like always keep. But if you have a client who's working for you with the budget thing, you could say, let's do this for you. And you can help them set it. Like, it could be part of what they get when they work with you. Uh-huh. And then they could have access to you where it's like, if it didn't work anymore, you would be like, oh, I can go in and like send you the new version. Mm-hmm. As long as they don't have to like buy Notion or hook up, give Notion their email. Okay.
Yeah, it's free.
I think it would be better as just an add-on, a value add is what they're called.
Okay.
For working with you. Because then you can just customize it for that person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that feels great, the ability to customize it. Because I do think it works so much better when it's tailored to an individual. So that sounds like a really, that feels like a really enriching value add to me.
I think so too. And also, what I want you to do is sell a hefty coaching package mm-hmm. and add that on as value versus like, buy my little $15 thing that, by the way, you'll get emails about like, well, I don't know how to use the thing. And I don't know. Oh, geez. And then the problem is you send them into Notion. Well, go look at Notion, but it's too much. And then they'll just have a bitter taste in their mouth or ask for their $15 back or whatever. It's not worth your time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is your feeling right now about trying to grow or just keeping experimenting with the, you need a budget?
Yeah, I think I appreciated your coaching last time about not necessarily diving into their paid coaching certification program. I found out that I got in and I said, hey, can you keep me on the list so that for future sections, if I want, I can jump in, and they will. But I'm glad to not be sort of knee deep in that right now. I decided to join Cashflow after coaching with Miata, and Miata really encouraged me to think more expansively about ways that I can support people with digital organization. I'm a software person. I'm very digital. I really like this sort of space. And so that was why, with one friend, the person who's my friend and not in the Abundance Bound program that I'm coaching, he also is like trying to figure out a to-do list program that's going to work for him. I actually made him a Notion dashboard, like the little Notion program that I use. I built a thing for him and he's been using it through law school and it's been really helping him. And so like, on one hand, it's exciting to be thinking more expansively about other programs and other ways that I can support people, but then I also get overwhelmed. But I am feeling interested in expanding this, but I'll also admit that the sort of other creative half of the question that feels outside of scope feels like it's taking more of a priority mm-hmm. than this right now.
Yeah. And how much, you don't have to give me exact numbers, but like, are you at a point where you're like, I need to generate this amount of money every month, and it can't come from my art right now. It has to come from something else.
Mm-hmm. No.
Are you there? No,
not at the moment. Like, okay. I have some runway. Mm-hmm. This is where I have some runway. I'm not in a place where I'm at a deficit or where I really urgently need my cash flow work to be producing mm-hmm. income for me, mm-hmm. but I'm not comfortable with my runway, and I would like to feel more stability, but my instinct is that putting more effort into the creative career that is already moving, bring that money in faster than trying to build something from the ground up.
If that's your instinct, then do that. Mm-hmm. I think because this is building, this is going to take away from building the other thing. And if you think you have like leads and potential money that literally could pay your bills coming from that area, then I would at least ask yourself, what are the things I need to get done in that area? And I know you're already thinking about that. What are the things I need to get done in that area? And how can I use like the next 6 weeks? Mm. What can I get done in the next 6 weeks that might move the needle on the income part so that you're not eating up your whole runway, but you're giving yourself little chunks of time to keep reevaluating where I am. And then during that time, while you're taking your walks or you're on the toilet and you have time to think, muse about the electronic organization. I love that Miata was like, go wide. Definitely. If you have the chops to help people, even just decide like this program versus this program versus this program, like, and customize things. Yeah. Yeah. People are overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even if you go, I think I've found, like, I've worked with several people and this seems to be what most creatives need. Then you can even say, look, I've looked at programs. These are the ones that I think are the simplest and the easiest to use. And I will help you set all those up. And that's your business. It can, your business can be many different things. That could be a part of your business, like the little actor pack or a creative pack. Mm-hmm. And then you set people up in that and then they're off to the races. That's great. So they don't have to do all the research.
Okay, that sounds really good. One of the things I worried about with digital organization is the fact that A, it is so customizable, and B, there are so many programs. Like, do I have to go learn them all, or do I say this is the one I do?
You just pick the ones that you like and the ones, I mean, Notion sounds like a little much. That would be like me saying, hey, you should build your website in WordPress versus Squarespace. If you've never done it before, I can build a website in WordPress because that was the only option way back then. But I would never recommend someone start with just such a blank slate. Too overwhelming. Unless you have a very organized analytical brain that can make choices and pare down your decisions. Yeah. So you have to be careful. Your brain doesn't necessarily work like your client's brain. Yeah. But that is all stuff you're going to learn and grow. And you can take on little experimental clients while you have this runway and play around with it and see what people like, see what lands with them, see what they're like, no.
Okay.
Experimentation's great.
Awesome.
And the one thing I will say to you about the other part of your questioning, and you can come back with more specifics that we can do. But I noticed that you used the word have, H-A-V, have to. Well, I have to, and then I have to, and then I was like, whoa, okay. So careful. One of the things I would do if we were having a private is we would sort of dig in around those areas and see if it's, if you're have your hand around your neck choking yourself, or if, you know, how we can make more spaciousness. Yeah. Cause sometimes we say have to, and it's really a want to, and sometimes it's a have to, but it's, you have to get very clear or else you'll just choke yourself to death with everything you think you have to do. But congratulations on getting the grant. And like, that's, you have an abundance of riches and an abundance of ideas. And that's a, that's feels like, whoa, it's so much, but that's better than the opposite. No ideas. So you're zooming along. I'm here to help. Keep coming back and asking questions.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Christy.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Okay. Regina. I see your hand up.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
I think Trisha had her hand up before me though.
Okay. We'll come back to you. Trisha, that's so sweet. Points for being. Hi, Trisha.
Thank you, Regina. That was so nice. Hi. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for the coaching that you gave me a couple weeks ago. I taught the classes at the Barrow Group. I offered new things with actual names like Game Plan and Mastermind, and I felt very sexy. And I got a list of, you know, emails from the people who were in the class, and I asked them to write next to their name what they were interested in. And, you know, three, maybe more than three quarters wrote down that they were interested in Game Plan and also the 90-minute call. wait, no, game plan was the 90-minute call. Mastermind was the 4-month thing. So it seemed like there was a lot of interest, followed up with an email. Not so much, not a lot of response. I just sent out another email today with like a quote from Atomic Habits about it, how it's really great to like do things in a group and have help and like, you know, put yourself around like-minded people. But I was wondering if there's anything else, because one of the groups is supposed to start, that like 4-month group is supposed to start this week. And I don't know if I didn't give myself enough of a runway. I think I was more afraid that they would just like kind of forget and like lose interest. But yeah, I didn't know if there's like, if I only have one person signed up for Wednesday, I'm assuming I should cancel the thing, but I don't know like how to do it differently in the future or any feedback you'd have.
Okay. So so you got this thing, this list, and people were like, oh, I'm interested in this. I'm interested in this. Did you send out a group email or did you email each individual person individually?
I sent out a group email.
Okay. So I would go back
and
email each person individually. I would always email each individual person individually.
Gotcha.
I think it catches people's eye a little bit more.
Yes.
And you had people interested in the 90-minute session, right?
Yes.
Did you go back and
I addressed them? Yeah, I addressed all of that with one email, which was maybe a bad idea.
Yeah.
It was okay. Yes.
Just because it's not like you did it badly. Like, but we're looking at like how this could be more eye-catching and effective.
Gotcha.
So I think what I would do, has the person who's already signed up for the Wednesday thing that would start Wednesday paid you any money?
No.
Okay. So then I would go to that person and go, I'm going to have to postpone the start of this. Just letting you know. If you wanted to sort of start working with me now, happy to schedule a session with you. And in fact, I'll give you 20% off if you want to do that this month. Like not forever, but this month.
Okay.
So that takes care of that person. They feel seen, they have an option, they get a discount, they'll be happy.
Great.
So then you might go back to everybody who's interested in maybe doing just a private with you.
Yeah.
And do those privates.
Okay.
Because then you have another deeper point of contact with those people. Great. And I would start with the people who said they were interested in the private and the group.
Okay.
Because then during the private, you can ask them a few questions on like, so when you think about joining something like an ongoing group, you know, what's your hesitation? What do you want to get out of it? Why wouldn't you don't have to say like, I sent you an email. Why didn't you respond? Because those emails may have just all gotten unseen. We don't know.
Yes. Yes.
So let's just assume they were unseen and you're still starting with a blank enthusiastic slate.
Okay.
So in those privates, you can ask the people. And then, okay. So then if we're like, okay, so how do we launch this again, but kind of do it a little bit in a way that will attract people. So I would push your date back 3 or 4 months. I want you to give yourself a long, I know it's like, I'd like money now, but, but I think for this one, it's about giving yourself enough space to start finding groups of people, are you going to be doing any other, or can you do any other workshops like these between now and then?
Oh, not between now and Wednesday, which was when it was supposed to start. But I do
Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Now no, in the 4 months.
Yes. So the two classes I offered this to were classes that are part of the 1 year professional program. Mm-hmm. So it was my second time seeing them within the 1 year. So I had already a bit of a rapport with them and I offered this thing to them. But in the meantime, I've started a separate class that's 4 weeks and it's not the professional program. It's just whoever happened to go on the Bear Group website. Mm-hmm. And I have 12 people in that class and we're meeting once a week for 4 weeks. And then I'm starting another one of those next week. That was the one that they added because the first one sold out. So that one, I also have 12 people in and that's going to be for 4 weeks. So I'm hoping to do it differently for those two groups.
But now we're talking because now you're going to have people for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then the question for some of them is, well, how do we continue?
Yeah.
With you.
Right.
And you can be saying, well, I am starting an ongoing group for actors that focuses on this and this. This is the sizzle. You know, this is what we're going to do and how it's going to help you and how you're going to feel in it. And so now you have the group of people from that 1 year program that might be interested. And now you have two other groups to pull people from. And what were you going to charge for that?
$200.
$200 for the 4 months.
Yes.
$200 every 4 months.
Yeah.
And then how many people would you need to have in that group to make you feel like, okay, it's worth doing it?
I would like 10 people in there, but I would really take 5 people in there. Like I don't, okay. Yeah, I'm not.
So you are, and would you like these all pulled from Barrow Group people, or do you care if they come from outside of that community?
I don't care if they come from outside the community. I think that my apprehension is like, oh gosh, now I have to put more time and energy into finding all these people who I don't know how I'm going to find them.
So what you do is when you start talking, mm-hmm. about this, and do you have a name for it?
The mastermind group.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
That's the 4 month one.
Mm-hmm. And is it only for actors?
I mean, that's how that's what I said to the class.
That's who you're doing, actors, right?
Yeah.
That's
who you're,
yeah. Yeah. The call it the, I used to call mine the actors mastermind group. It no longer exists. You are welcome to have that. But it just is very specific. It's like, oh, that's for me. You want people to be like, that's for me.
Gotcha.
Not have to be like, what does a mastermind group talk about? The actors mastermind group.
Gotcha.
That's for me. So, okay, this is good. So now you have a three or four month runway. Now you can go back. Definitely do what I did, what I said before. Go see how many 90 minute sessions you can do.
Gotcha.
With people. Mm-hmm. Get those on your calendar, get the money from that. But then to all those people, and you know what? If you have the emails of people who didn't mention they were interested in the mastermind group, I would still email them.
Okay.
Life is fluid. Things may change. They may have heard something at a dinner party and been like, I should be in a group. You don't know.
Right.
Go back to all your Barrow people and the people who are going to be in these two classes. Mm-hmm. And you say, I am starting an actor's mastermind group. And I'm opening the door to Barrow students first.
Oh, I like that.
There's going to be a limited amount of seats, like for realsies.
Yeah.
And I want you to have the first chance to claim one.
Great.
So as long as there's available seat, it's yours.
Yeah.
But I will be talking and opening this up to other people.
Great.
So they have a sense of like, oh, well, but I won't be talking about it for probably another, couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So let me know.
Yes.
So I would do it like that to see if you can use that kind of scare. It's not really scarcity, but sort of a little bit of oomph and pressure.
Yeah.
And you would be happy with 10.
Mm-hmm.
And which is great, by the way. Do you have a feeling of like, whoa, that what would be like enough? Like, I don't want more. Like, do you have a sense of it could be too big?
Yeah. I mean, just because I've done a couple of these like as mm-hmm. trials mm-hmm. and I guess I would just have to be really good with time management if there were 15 to 20 people in there, because people want to talk, you know, yes. and they want to like, they want some real help, and they're mm-hmm. usually kind of panic stricken. That's a lot of like brand new actors who are just like, what the hell? How do I make this into a career? So, yeah, I got the sense of like, if I had 20 people, it would be overwhelming.
Then I think it's great for you to announce that there are 15 seats.
Okay.
Cause when people say, you know, there's a limited number of seats, everyone thinks they're lying.
Right. Right.
But if you say there are 15 seats, I'm opening them up to you. You are getting this invitation.
Yeah.
Because we've already started our work together.
Yes. Great.
If you would like to claim one of these seats, here's how you do it. And here is what this group is about. And you can include a PDF, like maybe you hire somebody or do it yourself and make it all pretty of like, this is what it's all about. This is the structure of it. This is the thing. There's a break in the middle of 8 minutes. You can pee. Like, this is how we do it. And one thing that the way I did it, mine were 2.5 hours. They were also in person. So take that with, you know, you have to adjust for Zoom. But one of the things that I liked to do, we started our sessions off by going around and doing victory reports. Everyone had 2 minutes mm-hmm. and I had a timer that I used to tell us like the good thing. Because it's very rare for people to have a safe environment in which to share their victories and actually get people who are genuinely other actors who are genuinely happy and supportive. And it can be, and also for me, it got people to celebrate even the small things, because everyone will clap for you when you get a guest spot on a show, but we need to be clapped for when we made that really hard phone call about our career. So it taught people that it could be a big victory or teeny tiny baby steps. Everything is equal, but it gets everybody's voice heard.
Gotcha.
And then you can decide how you're going to do the time. By the time I started those groups, I had been facilitating groups for 11 years through this other organization. So I am very comfortable like managing people and managing time. But sort of a group like this, you can have people give you questions in advance, and those are the ones you start with. It also gives you a time to read their whole thing so they don't have to speak it live. And then sometimes people will submit questions and it's basically the same question. So instead of doing this person and this person, you can be like, we're going to talk about this.
Gotcha.
Because several of you have had questions about this.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you'll feel into it. And by the way, you can change the format whenever you want. Whenever I got bored, not bored really, but like wanted to shake it up, I would just change things. Now we're going to do it like this. Now we're going to have 1 minute for victory. Like, so don't feel like, oh, I got to figure this out and get locked in.
Right.
No, you're going to move as the group moves and you're going to sense what they need and you'll make adjustments. And it would always amaze me because I had groups. It was like 15 or 20 people. And this is for everybody. You always have to keep in mind that in group work, just like we're experiencing here, you can be working with someone, even on something that doesn't quite relate to someone else. But the people listening have the space, because they're not in the hot seat, to go, oh, she said that thing. How does that apply to my thing? And how does that? So everyone is actually getting coached while some one person is getting coached.
Yes.
And there is a big contribution that people make and people feel they're making when they show up to support. And if you cultivate, now cash flow is a little different. This group is much more ask your question, get on with your business. Like, I'm just here to help you move forward. But in my ongoing groups where I knew everybody was committed for 2 to 4 months, you know, at a time, we're forming this community. And I would say there were people who said, you know what, I didn't even want to show up today because I'm feeling so bad. But coming here and being able to say that one thing and seeing that it was like the right piece of information just made my day. So I don't want you to have the panic of like, everybody needs a spot. Everybody needs to get hurt. Everybody needs to get coached by me. Everyone is getting coached by you, even if you only coached one person.
Okay. That's good to hear. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when you're working with a group of people who have something so big in common as acting.
Yeah.
It all applies to all of them, or it will, or it has, and then they can contribute. And yeah.
Okay.
So Stacey Bayman is a sales coach, and I love her. She has a great podcast, Make Money as a Life Coach. Highly recommend it. I think it's in the resource section of cash flow, but she says that you have to first sell yourself on how great this is and how every actor in town should be in your 15 seats. They should be lucky to be in one of those 15 seats. And you don't have to like, you have a very lovely, calm energy. My energy can be a little more heightened. You don't have to match that. But what you need to match is your sureness that this is a golden opportunity you are emailing to this person.
Yeah.
Okay. This is something that you can say, you know, share. This is something I want to do because I believe that actors need a safe space to share victories. It's so rare. This is where the sizzle.
Yeah.
It's so rare to speak to their bruise. It's so rare that you get applauded for the hard things you do. Like, just like I said, you know, everybody will applaud you when you land a role.
Yeah.
Who's there to cheer you on for how hard it was to make that call to your agent and say that thing?
Yeah.
I want you to have a space like that. I want you to have a space where you're growing with this group of people.
Yeah.
Not just a little workshop, but a group you actually grow with for years. Very similar to what you feel like in acting class, except this is for your business and your mindset.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. You know, you really go, these 15 seats are special. And I'm looking for very special people to fill them. That's why I'm coming to you first.
Yeah.
So let me know, are you in or out? This is when it's like, you know, you have to know how great that seat is.
I like that. Yeah.
Because that's what's infectious.
Yeah.
That's what comes through the emails. And that goes for anybody, like even Regina, who's, you know, helping people calm down their pet's energy and have them relax into a space. She is the first person who needs to be sold on this. It's like, yes. I change lives with this work, which she does, and she can. So it's like, So this is great. Give yourself some runway. And we always have to remember when you send out an email and you don't get a response, that means you have no data from that. It could have gotten lost. They could have opened it and been like, yeah. And then they forget. You need to send emails until the seats are full. You go back around to all those people and go, there are now 3 seats left. No joke.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're going to know it's no joke when a few people show up after the seats are full and you're like, it's full.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can say to anybody. Oh, you can't get in.
Yeah.
I'll put you on the waiting list. I'd love to have you. It's just full.
Yeah.
That people aren't used to hearing that actually, especially online. Well, I'll just stick another person in. Who cares? Like, I care. You say, I care. This is special.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to, when the waiting list gets big, you just open a second group.
Love it.
Yeah. You can do this. You just need a little more space. Having those two more groups of 12 people that are going to fall in love with you will help. And you can also, and go to those people. Don't wait till the end of those, that 4 weeks or however many weeks. Go like 2-3 sessions in. By the way, guys, I just want to let you know, because I want to offer this to you first. Great. There's 15 seats. They're going to fill. I want them full of very special people.
Great.
Yeah. And then they can hear about that. You know, then 4 weeks later, you're like, well, we're down to 8 seats. Oh, okay. And then, so that's the Barrow Group funnel is one funnel. Then I would like you to go to anybody you've worked with in the past, in any capacity, on a show, like anybody who knows you and that you're an actor and, like, you know, knows you have chops. I would like you to tell them, hi, I'm on the lookout for quality people. And the best way to find quality people is to go to other quality people to ask. That's why you're getting this email, Jane.
Okay.
No group emails, individual emails. I'm doing this thing. It starts here. I'm looking for this type of actor. If you know anybody like that, who's really, really ready to, you know, be in a mentorship with somebody like me, please let them know. Have them send me an email. So go around all of your friends, because you don't know who your friends know. They may have just met somebody who's like, oh, I don't know what to say to you, but because there's not as many really, first of all, there's not as many business oriented groups for actors. And there's not as many intimate business oriented group for actors. And there are no business oriented group for actors facilitated by you. So you also have to get clear on what you're bringing to the table on this. Why are you different? What is the texture of your group going to be as compared to other people? Probably more intimate, more warm, you know, more invested. Those lovely words. And the word intimate and supportive and safe. You know, we need our tribes, and it's hard to find them in this sprawling metropolis or in just in the sprawling industry.
Yeah.
And I'm starting one, and it's going to be special and ongoing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay.
Yay.
All right.
So much.
Good. I'm so excited for you. And by the way, if you send me, that's the other, okay. So then you, okay. I forgot the Barrow Group funnel. Then you have your own personal friends and colleagues and contacts funnel. Then you have other people like me who also know groups of actors, I have an alumni list because I don't do my acting mastermind groups anymore, but I have an alumni list that I could send out, like, hey, if you're looking for something
amazing,
or you know, the great experience you had. If you have, you know, because if you're working with like younger, like just starting actors, if you, you know, and you wish you could be like, oh, I wish I could send you to Christine. Well, here's another group. I'd be happy to do that for you.
Great.
So send me all the info so I can pass that on.
Thank you.
So look for other people like me who don't mind introducing you to that. Because if there's an acting teacher who doesn't do the businessy stuff or what, or doesn't offer kind of the mastermind, they might also be fine with that. But there's other people who cater to actors who you will not conflict with.
Yes.
See if they'll send out to their people.
Okay.
Because even headshot photographers have little databases, I hope, of all their actors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Now
thank
we are
so
done.
Much.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Thank you. That's so helpful.
Yeah. Thank you. Regina.
Hi.
Hi.
Let me lower my hand. Lower hand. Okay. Well, we'll just see how much time we have. I have things, but can you hear me okay? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So I did that presentation with a group, but what are the they organizers? They're like, yeah, but it's like a certain chapter. They're holistic.
Okay, right.
A holistic chapter of organizers. And one woman reached out to me and wanted to like have a phone call with me and find out more about what I was doing, I guess, which I was like game for. And then we did the call, and it sort of turned into like a sales pitch for a workshop or a group. She's like, I guess she's transitioning more into coaching intuitive healers and intuitives.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And it did sound interesting to me. And she already referred me to an owner who has a difficult behavior issue with one of their pets. And she was nice enough to also tell me I should reach out to an artist on Instagram who does like chakra art for people's pets and stuff. And she's like, she should just know about you.
Yeah.
And I learned just from our phone call, like something came to me, like who I should be marketing to. I should probably market to other people that train dogs, but they can't really go beyond, or like even communicators, they can't really go beyond communicating maybe what an issue might be, but then as far as like helping that issue or balance that issue.
Definitely.
So that there are a lot of good things that came out of that conversation, but I did feel a little I don't know, like I would maybe like to do it, but it's a couple hundred bucks, and I'm catching up on my life because my life like went in another direction from August to the rest of the end of last year. So lots of travel and financial stuff. So I don't know. My question is, I can't tell if I was like super into the coaching group and like doing it. But I don't want to like write her off or anything. So I kind of wanted to send a message and just let her know like, hey, sorry, I wasn't able to sign up for your workshop or your whatever the thing is called. And please keep me posted on future stuff, I guess. I don't know.
That. Did you ever work with the person that she referred you to?
No. Not yet.
If you ever do,
yeah.
After that session, you then go back to her and go, oh, I just wanted to let you know we had a good time. Thank you. So that will be another time where you'll go back.
Okay.
And I know you're a giant, big, big heart. And when someone is like nice to you and refer you, I mean, which is lovely. And they gave you a good lead of like, oh, here's market to this person on Instagram. Like that's very helpful and very wonderful. And it can be so easy, not just for you, but for a lot of people to feel obligated. Like, oh, now I should join her group because she was so nice to me. I get it. And the other thing is, if you join the group, would it likely be helpful in some way to you? Probably. But I think odds are almost anything that you are a good fit for, if you join it, will be helpful.
Yeah.
Strategist, I'm like, yes, but you cannot join everything. Like, you will it all be good? Yes. To a certain, when you get to a certain point in life, anything you go to, you're going to learn something from. If you're just a learner, like if you're just absorbing life. So
yeah,
everything is a good opportunity, but you can't do everything.
Okay. So yeah.
Even good opportunities.
Yeah.
And so as a strategist, I'm like, how do you, you know, is this a good thing to spend your money on? Is this a good thing to spend your time on? How is it really going to help your business? Because she already likes you, or she wouldn't have referred you, and she wouldn't have said, hey, go market to that person. Like, she digs you. So I think she's on your side, whether or not you join her group. And if not, if she is a very transactional type of person, well, it's like, well, I won't help you then if you don't. Well, that's not your right person.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the flow that fits with your life.
Right.
So yeah. Thank you, bless her, and that'll be it.
Okay.
But you got a lead and a marketing lead off of it. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But she might be absolutely lovely and be like, totally like, get it, and still refer people to you.
Mm.
How many people like you does she know?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So as a strategist, it's just like, do you have the time for that? And I would say right now, no. And the reason I say no is because I want you to take all the time you would spend doing that group and market your business.
Yeah. And I knew that's what you would say.
Good.
And I'm also behind on marketing strategies that we've discussed in the past, like, year and a half. So, you know, I just feel like I felt overwhelmed, I think, when she was asking me, and I was like, ah, that sounds really great. But like, also, I really need to come back to my life and focus on some stuff.
Yeah. And it's true. It sounds really great.
It does. Yeah.
And you can say that the truth is that sounds really great. The sad thing is right now, it's just coming at a time in my life where I wouldn't be able to really take full advantage of it, but I am going to keep that in the back of my mind for sure. That's all.
Thank you.
That's 100% truthful. Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
And I give you permission to not say you're behind.
Okay.
You went off. You had this detour that life took you
through
in 2023. And now you're back. You have a wealth of ideas to implement. And then you're going to do it. There's no behind.
Okay.
There's no behind. Yeah, yeah. There's just living life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. And I have like a couple little victories. Yes. I finally got my 9th tile up on my Peaceful Pets Instagram.
Yes. Yes. It is complete.
And
I'm referring to is that if you don't have a lot of time and energy to put towards a social media page for your business, if you want to have like one just for your business or even just for yourself, put 9 tiles just so that when someone investigates you, looks you up on Google and goes to your Instagram page, there's 9 tiles where they can learn about you. And then you just leave it. So that's what we're referring to. So 9th tile in place.
Yes. And they're all really pretty and I like them. And
it's like Instagram's like a little website.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been sharing some of my, like, I take photos and videos during my sessions. So I've been sharing a couple here and there, and it's just nice to see people, a lot of people watch them. And so that's neat to know that part, I guess. And then I also, my other victory is I'm setting up a little, I know you might not be this excited about this, Christine, but I'm setting up a little sporadic kind of schedule to volunteer my energy sessions to Angel City Pitbull Rescue.
That's great.
But I'm going to ask them if they could like include my postcard in like their adoption swag bag or whatever.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
I would 100% ask them that. Okay. And you know, what's interesting, I think that's a lovely way to volunteer your time, because here's why: the pit bull community is like, there is a community of people who have pit bulls and talk about their pit bulls, because there's a lot of like issues with that dog, and there's a lot of, they like to do marketing about how the dog is a really great dog.
Yeah.
Breed. Yeah. So they're out, the pit bull community is kind of out there much more than other dog breeds are. And so if you volunteer and you start to get passed around in the community, that's great. I think that, so strategically for everybody listening, that's how I like to pick volunteer things when I'm giving any of my business away for free. It's like, oh, is this something where I could do these free sessions and they have the potential to blossom into more recommendations? You want to plant your seeds in fertile ground and the Pitbull community. And what, tell everybody what you do.
I do Reiki and crystal energy sessions on animals.
And your business is called?
Peaceful Pets LA.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I forget to introduce who we're talking to. And Regina is also an actress. Very funny.
Yeah.
And so that is a great strategic volunteer opportunity. Plus you feel called to do it. That's always lovely. So yeah. So
I didn't even think of that, Christine, but I feel that you saying that shows me like, oh my gosh, like seriously, trust the universe. I've been in this community for like 12 years or something. And I didn't even, I mean, they're just like people I've known forever.
Oh, Pitbull owners?
The people that run this particular rescue. And I've been their pet sitter forever. And I was really afraid to actually tell them this is what I've started doing. But I just did a session on one of their family pack pets. And she called me. She's very like logical. I don't know that she's into any of this stuff, but she called me and she was, because I sent her some photos and video, and she was like, oh my God, her face was so relaxed. She was so happy. She like just hanging out normal day-to-day stuff. She like has a worried look on her face, but during your session. And I was like, oh, this is okay. So anyways, just hearing you say this, it makes me feel really good. And that like, yes, it's sort of like what I've stumbled into or what I've already been, where I've already been is the wisest place for me to spend my volunteering time. That's like really cool to see this, you pull it out like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I think it's an affirmation, but we've been talking about this, you know, for the whole arc of your journey. Hmm. You have good intuition. And trust it, because sometimes our intuitive hits, we're like, oh, where did, like, I don't know, where did that come from? Like, you don't need to know. If it feels a very strong, an urge for you, especially, follow it.
Okay.
Yes. You've been doing it. Like, don't do anything different than what you're doing. I'm just affirming that you have really good intuition. So ask this woman, like, write up a little paraphrasing of what she said on the call. Oh my gosh, when I looked, I could see the face was so relaxed. Like, write that up and say, if you'd like to tweak this in any way, but is it okay for me to use this as a quote from you?
Okay.
And everybody, when you're asking clients for quotes, you can then ask them also, is it okay for me to use your name or would you just prefer your initials or no attribution? Because no attribution quotes are fine if people just, you know, for privacy, you know, it's real.
Yeah.
So do that, like collect okay. that. And okay. then, you know, if there are like pit bull communities on Facebook or wherever, and if anybody has a famous, if there's any famous TikTok pit bulls or Instagram pit bulls, contacting their owner and being like, I just wanted to let you know I exist because I'm a big fan of this breed. And I know that, you know, people can often have different, you know, that they're like this. And I want the owners or there might even be people who help people adopt pit bulls or deal with pit bulls. I'm sure there are.
Right.
I want you just to be passed around doing all these owners.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, Katya, she adopted a pit bull recently too. So we're supposed to do like a Instagram live soon. So
awesome.
Please yes, like hi. All just what you're saying and everything kind of percolating around that. It's all like very interesting.
Yeah. And I would say to you, Regina, just keep following the breadcrumbs.
Okay.
You don't need a giant strategy or strategic plan of action.
Okay.
Follow the breadcrumbs that are just appearing and use the time that you have to devote to your business to follow those breadcrumbs and keep talking about it and just sharing that your business exists with the good fertile ground people.
Thank you.
So good to see you.
Good to see you too. Happy New Year.
Okay, guys, that completes our Sunday. So I'm back. We'll be back Monday of next week for more questions. Have a wonderful week. Happy New Year. May 2023 be kind to us all.
Thank you, Christine. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
everybody. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Bye.